Adrian. Watch the screen. That's not there.
No, no, no.
That's it. The screen.
Oops. No, it's there.
He's muted everybody now. Oh, no, he hasn't.
I believe I've not been in that church since March.
Okay, I'll be just...
Actually, I have. I've been...
Morning, everybody, and welcome to our service this morning. Everybody is very welcome. As we have said, we will be celebrating communion as part of our service. So if you wish to join in with us, please make sure that you have bread and wine available. That will be towards the end of our service. Come into the house of the Lord. Come in humility, for the proud will turn away empty-handed. Come in expectancy, for those who hunger and thirst will be filled. Come in confidence, for Christ has opened the curtain to the Holy of Holies. Come into the house of the Lord. Let us sing the hymn, How Great Thou Art.
I see the stars, I hear the mighty voice.
Let us pray. O God, how great you are. How small are we. How infinite is your wisdom. How limited is ours. How everlasting you are. How brief our span of life. How good and high are your ways. How selfish and impure are ours. O Lord, take our weakness this very hour and transform us by your mighty power. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 25, beginning at the first verse, and it's being read by a computer video this morning.
The parable of the 10 virgins. Jesus was teaching his disciples about the kingdom of heaven and said, "At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there were 10 virgins who took their oil lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of the virgins were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish ones took their lamps, they did not take extra oil with them. But the wise ones took flasks of oil with their lamps. When the bridegroom was delayed a long time, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, the bridegroom is here. Come out to meet him.' Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out.' 'No,' they replied. 'There won't be enough for you and for us. Go instead to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.' But while they had gone to buy it, the bridegroom arrived. And those who were ready went inside with him to the wedding banquet. Then the door was shut. Later, the other virgins returned, saying, 'Lord, Lord, let us in.' But he replied, 'Certainly not. I don't know you.' And Jesus concluded, 'Be on your guard, then, because you did not know the day or the hour.'" The parable of the 10 virgins.
We're now going to sing, "Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning."
Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing,
in our reading today, it was a reading about, are you ready? And you might be wondering about ready for what? Well, ready for anything. It's important to be prepared for what life might throw our way. Nowadays, we have to be prepared with all sorts of things, don't we? With hand sanitizer, cleaning wipes, masks, because these days it's always important to carry those things with you. If we want to go shopping, we've got to have our mask ready when we go into the shop. If we go out without our masks, then we're not allowed in. The parable that Jesus told about being ready for anything is that story about the marriage celebration, the wedding celebration, with the 10 young ladies who were got along, but only 5 of them were ready. It's a parable. In fact, it might be called a preparable. The ladies were waiting for the groom to arrive for the marriage celebration. Now, got to remember that the culture then was a bit different from now. Nowadays, it's the groom who arrives and waits for the bride to arrive. But in those days, it was different. And Jesus was telling a story about the culture of the day. So we need to understand that what he was talking about were things that were very familiar to those who were listening to him. The point of the story, however, is that some of the girls who were there were prepared and had plenty of oil for their lamps. But there are others who didn't really think ahead. They didn't think about how long they might be having to wait. And they didn't bring any spare oil with them. Now, we don't go around with oil lamps these days. In fact, it was a major news item when the Chancellor of the Exchequer lit an oil lamp on the doorstep, wasn't it, the other day, in order to celebrate his religious festival of Diwali. But of course, in Jesus's time, they didn't have flashlights and torches like we do. In our time, it would be like going and making sure that we had spare batteries ready to put in our torch. Now, I don't know whether some of you had, there was a power cut in the middle of the night here the other day. You need to be prepared for a power cut, and really what you need is a torch, isn't it? Ready to switch on. But if you not got good batteries in it, it's not much good. Anyway, the people waiting for the groom to arrive, they got drowsy and they fell asleep, and they got their lamps lit. And when they woke up and realized that the groom was coming, the wise had prepared and refilled their lamps, and they were all ready for the groom. But the others had run out of oil. They had to go to town and buy some oil. And by the time they got back, it was too late. The doors had been shut. And they weren't allowed in to the wedding. They missed out on the groom and the wedding party because they weren't ready. Now, Jesus wasn't telling this story to make sure that we all manage to get to weddings and enjoy wedding receptions. He was telling this disciple the story because he was making them understand that we don't always know when things are going to happen. We don't always know, he said, and we don't know when the second coming, when Jesus will be coming again, we don't know the day or the time. In fact, he said he didn't know the day or the time. And the point was that we need to be ready, always ready, always prepared. You know that motto, be prepared, of the Scout movement. It's about being ready for the unexpected. How many of us were ready for the pandemic when it arrived? Very unexpected, and we weren't ready. And I think in many ways, as a nation, as a world, we're still not ready. Although over the years, these things have happened on many occasions. In the past, of course, people haven't been able to do much about it. You look back at the bubonic plague of the 1600s, and people could do nothing really except just isolate themselves, which is an echo of today. But they didn't really understand at all. At least we are understanding some of these things, and we've got a better idea of why the illness spreads and everything else. But still, it has made a massive difference to us. And we're learning that we have to do things differently. But when we look at this parable in the Bible, the question that it presents to us are you ready? Are you ready for Jesus? Would you be in the group who are prepared, the five young ladies who had oil in their lamps, were able to go in and enjoy the celebration? Or would you be in the group that is surprised by what has happened and having to go and get ready and then discovering that you'd missed the boat? Are you ready is the question. We're going to sing now our next hymn. And the hymn is There's a Great Day Coming. After this hymn, Mary is going to lead us in our prayers.
Saints and the saints. The light of Christ has come into the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to put it out. Liberating Christ, shine your light into the prisons of our world, the places where people are held for the sake of others, for the things they have done, and for the things that they believe. Unlock the chains that bind people to a living death, addiction, mental health, personal history. Risen Christ, shine your light into the tombs of our world, the places where death reigns through fear, bereavement, broken relationships, and injustice. Give flesh to the dreams of life, for a healed planet, food to eat, an end to war, freedom from persecution and oppression, in a world in which peace and justice kiss. Compassionate Christ, shine your light into the darkness of our lives, the people who need your living presence with them today, in illness, tragedy, loneliness, and worry. Grant them by your Spirit the comfort of your presence, the reassurance of your protection, the relief of your peace. And today, O God, grant us this, that we may live today in order to be an answer to the prayer of others. Amen.
Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're now going to sing our communion hymn, Here is Bread, Here is Wine, after which Mark will lead us. So please have your bread and your wine ready to join in with everybody.
Here is bread, here is wine, Christ is with us, he is with us. Break the bread, drink the wine, Christ is with us here. Here is grace, here is peace, Christ is with us, he is with us. Know his grace, find his peace, feast on Jesus here. In this bread, there is healing, in this cup, there's life forever. Moment by the Spirit, Christ is with us here. Here we are, joined in one. Christ is with us, he is with us. We'll proclaim till he comes, Jesus crucified. In this bread there is healing, in this cup there's life forever. In this moment by the Spirit, Christ is with us here.
Good morning, everybody. The version of the communion that I've chosen this morning is one where we will all tell the story. But before we do that, I'll read some words of Jesus and offer an invitation. Jesus says, "Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If any hear my voice and open the door, I will come into the house and eat with them, and they with me." And so we're invited. Once more, the opportunity is before us. Once more, the table is laid, the invitation extended. The simplest of meals, the most wonderful of banquets, a morsel of bread and a sip of wine, yet for us, the greatest of feasts. For Christ is here among us, welcoming us as his people, greeting us as his friends, offering us lasting nourishment, not just for our bodies, but for our souls. Bring then your hunger, your thirst, your emptiness, your barren souls, for you shall be filled. Bring your weakness, your lack of faith, your fragile discipleship, your daily betrayal of Christ, for you shall find forgiveness. Bring your fears, your doubts, your darkness, your despair, for you shall find light. Bring your pain, your mortality, your dread of death, your search for some lasting meaning, for you shall find life. Bring your pain, your hurt, your loneliness, your longing, for you shall find love. The table is laid and Christ is here, waiting for us to join him, waiting for us to receive his gifts, waiting to bless us as he has blessed his people across the ages. So come and open your heart to the one who alone can meet its deepest needs. Come and rejoice in all that he has done. Amen. And so on the screen will be the words that we will say. I'll say the words in lighter print, and if we all say together, the words in bold. Gracious God, who became flesh in the person of Jesus, be Emmanuel for us now. Turn our thoughts and our hearts to the reason for this part of our worship, so we might reflect on the reason you came. For you came to us as a child, destined for the cross. Help us to remember. Let us remember the story of the Last Supper. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took bread and gave thanks. Then he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this to remember me." So we too give thanks. Dear Lord, for this bread, the produce of your creation and the work of human hands, we give you our thanks. And we thank you deeply for Jesus, our brother and our Lord. So we will share the loaf as sisters and brothers in Christ. Our story continues. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is the cup of the new relationship with God, sealed with my blood for the forgiveness of sins." So let us together give thanks for this cup. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this symbol of your sacrifice, when you were poured out and your life drained for our sin. So we drink the cup of the new relationship with God made possible by the sacrifice of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to this earth as a pure child and for dying a blameless man so that we sinners might once more be innocent in the sight of God. We give you thanks for this act of remembrance and celebration for all you have done. We thank you that the empty cross shows your victory and gives us eternal hope. We pray in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so we pray. Gracious God, take this moment, take this minute, this hour, this day, take our lives and use them for your kingdom. In the name of Christ. Amen. And so we sing our last song together today. You shall go out with joy.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace.
Come to close of our service, we ask everybody to unmute themselves so that in a moment we can say the grace together. Go, my people, to a hungry world. Bring help to a yearning world. Bring love to a discouraged world. Give hope to a wandering world. Give leadership to a lost world. Bring the saving gospel of Christ Jesus. Now May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Thank you.
I don't know if there are any particular notices anybody has this morning. Is anybody anything that they want to bring to us today?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of them. I'm joking, okay? We're breaking our hand in the early hours after the prayer.
So, we are in case, just remind everybody that we have our prayers on Monday, Wednesday and Friday mornings at 11, and we will have our service next Sunday morning at 11 as usual. So now we say not what I'm intended to show. Let's press that button. Probably a better one. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Have a very good day, whatever you're doing today. And we thank you for joining with us today. And we give thanks for the fellowship that we have with each other in these services.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you. Have a great day full of blessings. All right.